Well, here we are, another edition of The Good Stuff, roaring into the second half of March 2026. Can't believe that we're already halfway through this third month of the year. Things are going by quickly. So you need to be planning that vacation this summer. Go to the Cherry County Visitor Promotion Board website at visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do. Here's some things you can do in one weekend. Go down the scenic Niobrara River. Yep, check that one out. Go to Merritt Reservoir for International Dark Skies, the first in Nebraska. Check that out as well. And start by going to visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. Time to salute them, I think. You just need to pause a minute and check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. You can go to tsln.com, find out about them. They've got all the new hot stuff, like sale barn reports that are so timely, right there on the internet. But they also have a publication you can receive once a week when you're ready to settle in your chair and read the information. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You really need to have it coming to your house soon.
This one was sent into The Good Stuff here a while back from John Larson, wrote this, called A Passing in Memory of Buck Bringle. If a person is very, very lucky, they will encounter that one teacher that makes a connection, one who makes a difference in their lives. I've been truly blessed in my life. Mrs. Anderson in the fifth grade taught me that learning doesn't have to be work. Mrs. Trezona at Spearfish High School taught me, and eventually my daughter, to both fear and love the English language. Mr. Christensen also taught me that math really does make sense. But there was one teacher who, whether he meant to or not, taught me how to think. He made me learn to see the project, envision the final goal, and then logically see the steps needed to get from conception to finished product. That teacher was Buck Bringle. And the skills and logical thought that I learned from him, I tried to pass to my daughter, and in turn, she is passing them to her children. 4 years ago, Mr. Bringle brought a computer to me for cleaning and optimization, and while I was giving the PC its initial inspection, I took a moment to thank him, saying basically what I've outlined above, and went on to show how the skills I got from him are what I use on a daily basis in problem diagnosis and repair on PCs. He looked at me like I just pointed out to him that the sky is blue, and then urged me to refocus on the task at hand, just like in school. It was great. Tomorrow is Mr. Bringle's memorial service. The world is a lesser place without Buck Bringle in it. What I hope for is that anyone who has bothered to read this far will remember that person who made a difference in their lives and thank them for it. I've been truly blessed. And that was in memory of Buck Bringle. Maybe some of you folks out there in the Spearfish area remember Buck Bringle, and are written by John Larson.
Springtime in Nebraska, you know. Sometimes you look outside and it looks like spring. So let's celebrate. It's springtime in Nebraska, and the wind, it still does blow. Yes, it's balmy, sunny springtime. It looks like it could snow. Don't put away your coveralls or stash your high galoshes, because it's springtime in Nebraska with weather change by goshes. There's frostbite on your sunburn, or maybe the reverse. Don't complain about the weather, because it's probably going to get worse. Dig calves out of the snowbanks. Wade knee-deep in mud. We really do need moisture, but I'm weary of the crud. Springtime in Nebraska. Tank for the weak of heart. But the challenge of the weather can sometimes be the trying part. J.R. Trumbull. That was written in 2023. Springtime in Nebraska. I think it pretty much carries in all the states.
Oh, pretty much. It's pretty regular. Penguin truck.
Penguin
this one's called truck? The penguin truck.
Okay.
Yeah. So a police officer stops a man with penguins in his truck and tells him to take them to the zoo. The next day, the officer sees the same man with the penguins, now wearing sunglasses, and the man replies, well, he's taking them to the beach. Okay. What do you got?
Oh, something other than that. How's that sound? Here's some more things read off of X. Overheard a teenage boy buying a Valentine's card that said, we are the same kind of weird. Shop assistant said, is that for your girlfriend? And he said, no, it's for my grandma.
Oh, well, that's kind of neat.
Isn't that cute? Here's another one. The Atlanta airport designers were like, and then what if we had them run a 5K?
Yeah. Get from terminal to terminal, concourse to concourse.
That's right.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.